This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We're on when you're off. Evening edition on BFM 89.9.
Good evening, I'm Ezra Zayed.
Good evening, I'm Richard Bradbury.
And now we're going to be speaking about a particular festival that has gained a lot of traction, not just in Germany, but all around the world as well. According to The Telegraph in the UK, the Munich Oktoberfest claims to be the largest festival of its kind in the world, with more than 6 million people having attended the festival last year. So what is Oktoberfest all about? Here in the studio to tell us more about it is the executive chef from Broadside Restaurant, Chef Helmut Merman. Welcome to the show.
Hello and servus, here is Brotzeit.
Oh, there you go, that's good stuff. Now, Helmut, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and I guess your work experience and how long you've been here in Malaysia?
All right, let's start with the last one. I'm since 8 years here in Malaysia, working actually more in five-star properties before I joined Brotzeit. Mm-hmm. I'm now 37 years into business as executive chef, mainly on the five-star Sheraton, Hilton, Internationals, and then also the snow parts. Started actually my whole career in Bavaria, deepest Bavaria, nearly close to Austria, in a small little place which is called the Hotel Post, which is very well still in my memory because this is where it all started and actually where I'm back now again with Brotzeit. And
it's come full circle.
Yes, the circle is closing up slowly.
Except being in a very small town, you know, in Kuala Lumpur, where it's a little bit warmer. You don't get to ski quite so often, perhaps.
That's great here. I'm more comfortable. I like my swimming pool instead of going skiing. Maybe some water skiing is also very well
done. Good.
And so when it comes to your interest and passion for food, how did that come about?
Oh, it started actually within the family. Grandma, mother, doing their own pub at home.
Right.
Father was running a brewery. So everything is combined and you are getting into it, actually. It's fun. You have to bring some patience with you and that's it. You go through.
And there was no expectation for, a young man in Bavaria to be something else, to take these more conventional routes of being, a lawyer or an engineer, perhaps?
No, I think the family was pushing actually a little bit into this direction because they would have seen maybe the son taking over the place at home, which never actually happened. Instead, the smallest son traveling around the world, having fun wherever it is.
So what are some of the major differences, do you think, then, from what you're doing now here in Malaysia compared to what you'd have been doing back home in Bavaria?
The basics actually are still the same. There is not a lot of changes. The presentation-wise, there's a lot of change. The eye is eating more than it was done 20 or 30 years ago. Mm. It is very important, and definitely the most important thing is every time your consistency. People like to come, but they like to have the consistency. This is, I think, rule number one to run a food and beverage business.
Right. And is it very difficult to kind of, fuse Southeastern cuisine with German cuisine?
It's not a problem. You also have to stick to it, whatever you like to do. And I personally think with the majority of our customer, which we have, our Chinese people, they really enjoy it and they are repeating customers. And every time you go out and they say, hello, Helmut, how are you? Everything is okay, fine, great. So this is what we really enjoy. This is what motivates you and it's great, it's fun.
Now, of course, we're going to be speaking about Oktoberfest. Just before we get into, the historical aspects of it, growing up, Helmut, in Bavaria, what was Oktoberfest like?
Oktoberfest is every time fun.
it's never bad.
It's only fun. You definitely try to go out with friends.
Right.
Find the best friends you can have and go there in as much as possible people and enjoy. Enjoy having fun with the daytime, with the rides you have, with the food, with the drinks.
It's a lot, I guess, very community-based as well, wherever you are in Germany, I assume?
It is a totally thing. Oktoberfest, it is the fest where you say you want to meet people. You don't only come there with your friends. You would like to meet people. There are thousands of persons there, and they have all the ideas, same ideas than yourself. Enjoy your day, enjoy your life, and have fun.
Well, we're speaking to Helmut Merman, executive chef of Broadside Restaurant. We're going to be speaking about the history of the Oktoberfest Festival, and we'll be right back after this. Caroline by Barefoot, right here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9. Turn It On by Franz Ferdinand, right here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9. You're with Richard and Ezra, and joining us in the studio is executive chef Helmut Merman from Broadside Restaurant. We're going to be speaking about Oktoberfest, and I think there's actually one particular question that we wanted to kick things off with,
yes.
And it's a recurring question every year that you sort of encounter, right?
Mm-hmm. So Oktoberfest obviously starts in September. Why is that?
Okay, that's going back a little bit in history. Sure, the Oktoberfest was or started in October. It was forwarded actually because of certain reason, daytime savings plus cold weather, so celebration should be at a particular nice timing where the people feel more cozy, so this is why it is actually forwarded. The second part is actually now the German Unification Day. It's the 3rd of October, which
right.
will be every time now a part of the Oktoberfest, which includes it. So backdated actually from this 3rd of October, around 16 days backwards, this is where it will be starting the Oktoberfest. So Oktoberfest, every time it will start on a Saturday, 12 o'clock, with a mayor
12 o'clock.
Tapping the barrel.
I see, and that's the custom.
That's the custom, and the mayor will say, Ortsapft is.
Okay, and that kicks things off at 12 o'clock. And when we're talking about Oktoberfest, how long in history do we go back? More than 100 years, 150 years?
Oh, we are going back more. We are going back more than 200 years. It started 1810. Oh. It was the wedding. Crown Prince Ludwig, later become King Ludwig I, was married to Princess Therese of Sachsen-Hildburghausen on the 12th of October 1810. This is where they decided to invite all the people, and this is where it started, actually, the festival at a particular place, which was then later on called the Theresienwiese, particular after the name of the lady, which got married at this time, and the Wiese, which is called now in shortcut, the Wiesen.
And so this is essentially, it started off as a wedding.
I'm just thinking, do you think back then they would have thought it would have spread as far as it does now? I mean, it's in Malaysia, it's in Brazil, it's in Bangalore, in India, all started off in this town in Munich.
But Helmut, tell me, when did Oktoberfest become something that was exclusive to that particular city and Germany as a whole? And when did it become a bit more commercialized right throughout the world?
I would say it was in the 1950s, mm-hmm. where they slowly started bringing in all this kind of gimmicks and fun. What I say, it was after the war where people slowly started settling,
mm-hmm.
and where they enjoyed again having life. This is where it's really started slowly,
right?
To commercialize.
You were talking about gimmicks and whatnot. What kind of gimmicks do you mean? I mean, when I look at images of Oktoberfest, you see guys in their lederhosen and you see women in their traditional outfits. Is that what you mean?
No, that's not a gimmick. That's traditional. No, the fun
nice
fair.
Nice one, Richard. Well done, you Englishman.
The fun fair what you're having now is actually all the looping drivings whatsoever is outside. Germany, we call it the Fingerhackeln also, where you try to pull your neighbor over the table. Stuff like that.
Okay.
Or other places are doing like the nail hammering. And there's a lot of real fun stuff.
Now, are there essential, you know, customs and traditions like that you've mentioned? And over time, has that remained constant or has it changed and evolved as and where you go?
At the moment, I have to say it, we're going more again back to tradition.
Mm.
For sure, everybody who is on the Wiesn, working there, or the businesses running there, they try to be there. They try not to go out because this is a main event. This is where you make your money.
This is Hari Raya, essentially. I mean, the equivalent in Germany. Yeah. And when we're speaking about you know, how much it attracts in terms of tourists and what it does to the local economy, when you're talking about tourism expenditure, it must have a huge impact to F&B outlets on the ground.
It is amazing what is happening there. You have nearly 7 million of people coming there for this event in 16 days. So it is not only for the economic, it is Munich, the town itself. It is, the hotels are blasted. Everybody, even the sightseeing places outside, everything is full. You're having around 15 to 20% of people coming from all over the world, which are not Germans, actually. So you can imagine how many people that is out of seven.
And how do the people in Germany feel about the explosion of Oktoberfest? Is it something that, like, wow, this is great, but is it, well, this is just too many people, it's causing too many traffic jams?
I personally think, as a Bavarian, Northern Bavarian or Franconian, and outside of Germany living now, it's the great thing what you have. It is something where you can be proud as a German or either a Bavarian, that is celebrated throughout the world. It is what I said in the beginning, it's fun, and every year it is fun, and we enjoy it doing and celebrating always.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you've been here in Malaysia for the past 8 years, and I guess the celebration of Oktoberfest has certainly crept into the Klang Valley, in PJ, in KL. What has that been like? Has it been a bit surreal? Because, you know, seeing it here versus seeing it in your hometown is certainly a different experience.
We try to bring it as close as possible. Whatever we do, it is what we said. It is goes back to a wedding, means celebration, means food, means music, means drinking, and having fun.
All right. Well, we're going to be extending our conversation about Oktoberfest with executive chef Helmut Merman from Broadside Restaurant. So stay tuned after this. But first, Another Day by Paul McCartney, right here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, you're with Richard and Ezra. Of course, if the cranberries are making you thirsty, we're actually speaking about Oktoberfest. And with us in the studio is Chef Helmut Merman of Broadside Restaurant. We've been speaking a lot about the history and the culture and the customs of Oktoberfest. And before we get into you know, how Oktoberfest is being celebrated right here in KL and PJ, if one does go to Germany during Oktoberfest, are there certain places that you must go as part of the Oktoberfest pilgrimage
experience? Yeah.
Okay, for sure, if once you visited the Oktoberfest and had already fun, but most of the time it's not possible to go on a daily basis there. Also, you would like to see other historical items. There are beautiful places, even also what we call pilgrim beer places.
Right.
Like you go to Tegernsee, there is one beautiful place, or Schloss Andex, or on the Tegernsee. It's beautiful wherever you go. It's so natural. People are sitting outside. It's not only that you are having sitting in a big hall or tent. You have the beer gardens in Munich, which are absolutely amazing. You have the big, huge trees, which are bringing a lot of shadow underneath, so where you can have your chilled juice.
Yes, very chilled beverages. Yeah. I mean, he describes it with such vivid, you know, it's visuals.
Like, I'm already there.
Yeah.
You know?
Helmut, tell us a little bit more about what one can do during Oktoberfest right here in the Klang Valley.
Okay, Klang Valley, we would appreciate if you could join us with the Broadside celebration in Mid Valley, which will be a totally fun fair, definitely for a couple of days. We are planned on the 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th of October. And what we are doing, we are trying to continue the tradition where it came from, celebrating the royal wedding party of 1810 with a lot of food, drinks, some music, and having fun.
And this is great. You're doing, is it the 8th, 9th, and 10th to 11th of October? That's almost, you know, a little extension from the official dates of Oktoberfest as well.
For sure, the official Oktoberfest will be already closed in Munich, but
they continue.
It is sometimes time management on getting the beverages in on time, and it is a part where you put it actually to have also success in your own business. Mm. Doesn't mean every time you have to go on the particular dates. I think here in Malaysia, we are having not the cold weather or the dark nights or whatever. We're having beautiful weather. We never having a cold here, and you can do it whenever it's actually necessary. Get the crowd together and make sure it's fun.
I'm just imagining a whole bunch of people finishing off in Munich, getting on a plane, coming, finishing off here in KL for
the next few days. You could do that.
Or you can do it the other way around. You start in Australia and make your way back to Germany.
Yeah. Depending on the more appropriate time zone. Just correct me if I'm wrong, you've been sort of organizing the celebration of Oktoberfest. Is this not the first time you've had it over the past few years, what has the response been?
The response is really amazing. What we said in the first time, we did it 3 years ago, we were not sure should we do it only 1 day or 2 days, so we did it for 2 days, so now we are already at 3 days. The response is getting really better and better. I personally think it has something to do with the consistency, how we are bringing it up. We are not overcharging the people. People are coming in really to have fun. A good mix of people, it is actually important to have this, where you have a good European crowd, which you need because they know how to celebrate. And
they can show the locals the ropes.
The locals then learn how to do it, and they will continue the year after.
I love that idea.
And 8th to 11th of October is when Broadside will be celebrating. This is not just in Mid-Valley, but in the other outlets as well? Or how does it work?
We are celebrating also in the other outlets. A little bit less, we have our special food platters. We're having special Oktoberfest food, which will be which is already available.
Terrific stuff. That was our conversation on Oktoberfest. We'd like to thank our guest today, Chef Helmut Merman, Broadside Restaurant, 8th to 11th of October, happening at Mid-Valley Broadside, German restaurant. So certainly you want to make your way there towards the early part of next month.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be headed there, Richard?
I certainly will.
All right. Terrific stuff. Thank you very much for joining us in the studio. If you miss any part of this program, you can download the podcast at www.bfm.my. I've got more music coming up for you right after these messages. Stay tuned to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.